It is one thing to be made a disciple of Christ by the sovereign grace of God, and it is another thing entirely to be a participant in institutional religion. The two are often confused, but Scripture forces the question: are we following Christ, or are we propping up the traditions of men? Which Jesus do we follow now? The Christ who saves, or the one we shape? If Jesus walked among us today with worn hands and dusty feet, no title, no polish, no reputation, would we recognize him as Lord, or would we dismiss him because he does not fit the image we inherited? Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say? The gospel began on dusty roads with fishermen and outcasts, not stages and thrones. Grace walked before religion stood upright. Believers gathered in homes, breaking bread, bearing burdens, bound together by the Spirit. But movements attract monuments, and monuments demand protection. Simplicity gives way to splendor. Grace is exchanged for law. Authority replaces humility, and Christ is dressed in the robes of power. Which Jesus do we follow now? The Christ who saves, or the one we shade? Worship once sounded like prayer. Now it sounds like performance. Lights replace reverence, applause replaces repentance. Discipleship becomes optional while attendance becomes the measure. Christianity without Christ still fills buildings. The pulpit grows careful. Hard words are avoided. Sin is renamed. Grace is diluted and truth is softened, so no one feels offended, but Christ never avoided offense. He overturned tables, and he still does. The gospel was once spoken plainly in the language of common men, but it was filtered through councils, empires, and rulers until the cross lost its offense and faith became manageable. You see. And safe. But when the offense is removed, so is the power. When Christ is reshaped, the cross becomes decoration and religion remains empty, yet busy. So ask yourself, if the buildings fell, if the music stopped, if the programs ended, would your faith remain? Are you content with religion? Or are you clinging to Christ? Which Jesus do we follow now?